It's 87 degrees and sunny in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Federal officials say they've arrested 44 people in the last few days for selling guns illegally, along with meth and other drugs. It's part of an operation combining efforts from the U.S. Attorney's Office, the ATF, U.S. Marshals, and Metro Nashville Police. It involved undercover agents who bought guns and drugs, as well as illegal devices that basically turn pistols into machine guns. In all, some 160 guns were seized. A Nashville hospital is publicly acknowledging medication errors that critically impacted four patients and announcing internal changes. Ascension St. Thomas Hospital Midtown released a statement late Friday apologizing for the harm. The hospital says the wrong medicine was given to four joint replacement patients. Instead of painkillers for an epidural, they received potassium phosphate, causing serious issues. News Channel 5 has reported that patients went into heart failure and that at least two were paralyzed. St. Thomas says it's adding safeguards for storage, adding an extra review for spinal medications, and will be asking a second pharmacist to double-check such meds. The hospital also says an expert will review its work and that it's cooperating with state and federal officials. A pair of long-awaited parks are now open, one belonging to Metro and one state park. In Antioch, the 10-acre Mariposa Park has forested trails, play areas, and sports courts. Officials acknowledge that it serves an area that has not had enough parks access or Metro investments. Councilmember Sandra Sepulveda says the name, which is Spanish for butterfly, is symbolic and intentional in the ethnically diverse area.
A symbol of migration, a symbol of Nashville and its diversity. It's hard to put into words just how much work went into making this happen.
Meanwhile, the 67th State Park has been dedicated. Clinch River Valley State Park is in East Tennessee near the Kentucky border. Its focus is its access to the river in the forested and mountainous area. As always, you'll find more local news at WPLN.org. You can also find us in the NPR app under local headlines. This is 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.